Welcome, welcome back to Binary Jazz. I am Chris, Jazz Sequence on the Internet. I am joined, as always, by Gary, who is a literal astronaut formed in a lab in Cape Canaveral. He is Binary Jazz on the Internet. And I am also joined, as always, by Allison. She is actually a robot formed in a lab in Cape Canaveral.
They're doing a lot of work down there these days, aren't they? Bleep, bloop.
Multifunctional. She is Allison Plus on the Internet. We are collectively Binary Jazz on the Internet. This is our show in which Allison comes up with a topic. Gary and I don't know what the topic is. We may or may not know anything about the
topic. Sometimes we do.
Yeah. May or may not know anything about the topic. And we attempt or succeed at talking about, or most often around, the topic until our timer runs out, and then we answer questions that have been submitted by you, the listener and viewer at home. That's
for our audio only friends. It is worth noting that there was a very dramatic point at you, the listener.
As dramatic as we ever get.
I can be pretty dramatic.
I feel like we got pretty dramatic when we were talking about the Dyson sphere, the end of that episode.
I feel like there was some...
I got a little salty.
Salty Star Trek opinions.
Yeah.
So
maybe we shouldn't start with that.
This is going to be going out the week following Independence Day. But for us, living in the past, at least for two of us who are living in the past, it was Independence Day yesterday. Because one of us is
living in the past,
yes,
in the United States.
Yes. Well, I mean, we're living in the past because people aren't going to listen to this until next week, so they'll be in the future.
And
but you said two of us. But which two?
Well, because the other one of us doesn't live in the United States. So it wasn't
which one? Is it me?
Gary.
Spoiler.
Yeah.
Spoiler, Allison lives in Canada.
I live in the past, but my Independence Day was even more in the past on July 1st. So
But last Sunday was a holiday for you, right?
Yeah, Canada Day.
That's exciting.
Oh, Canada.
Yeah. What's like a traditional celebration of Canada? Like, I know the traditional celebration of Independence Day is to blow things up.
I mean, so. Yeah, same. I feel like same. Independence is celebrated with fireworks and
barbecue.
So I learned yesterday. So in England they have
my coffee.
In England they have Bonfire Night, which is the 5th of November, which is remember the 5th of November when Guy Fawkes blew up the Parliament building.
Mm-hmm.
And they celebrate that through fireworks.
Oh.
Which seems really weird. Because, like, it seems like you're celebrating an act of terrorism.
Yeah.
I guess the idea is that you're remembering the act of terrorism. And they all, I was told, actually, too, they all march on Parliament with their Guy Fawkes masks on.
Oh. That's taking
That's
it
not to- a thing I knew.
A whole new level.
Yeah. Also creepy.
Yeah. Yeah. But
I feel like it's kind of like celebrating when Canada like went in and like burnt down the White House. Like it just feels like a like a weird.
When was that? Because I might be on board with making this a holiday.
That was also in the past. There's no holiday.
But maybe we should make it a holiday.
That's an alternate.
That's the alternate timeline.
Alternate history.
I'm not really hung up
it's
on
the
facts
one where
here.
George Washington was assassinated during the Revolutionary War.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So what day is that?
it's Washington. That's why we celebrate Washington's birthday.
Nothing else about it. Yeah, I mean, I thought maybe we could help with the lagging. Never mind. Let's get to it.
How was y'all's Independence Day was what I was going to ask. That's where I was going with this whole discussion. Yes.
Clever.
It was pleasant.
It was rainy. Oh. Our tradition is to sleep in a tent and at 2:30 with the kids, had a little bit of rain, and I laid there and thought, well, that's good. Like, we dodged anything major. And then at 4 o'clock, it, like, monsooned. So I had to rush children inside. And yeah, pieces of tent are strewn about my porch here.
It's good drying. That the weather decided to rain following the fireworks of the 4th of July, though.
4th of July is really good in Florida because it typically rains a lot this time of year. So, I mean, you can, like, blow things up, and most stuff is too soggy to catch on fire.
That is not the case in Utah.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
I know.
The approach in Utah is to make everything so scarce that there's nothing to catch on fire.
Yes. Except
the sand doesn't burn, so.
Except for failing miserably at that.
Whoops.
The place that my parents live in Colorado canceled fireworks this year because it's just way too dry. And they also apparently banned smoking in the town for the summer.
Nice.
Wow.
Which, so they're just like, we don't want stuff to catch on fire because of stupid reasons.
I would be for that. Yeah, it was, this is the first year that it was not legal in our neighborhood to blow up fireworks. And it was also not legal in my partner's parents' neighborhood to blow up fireworks. Usually we go over there to blow up fireworks at their house. And then they're like a short walk to the park where they do the big fireworks. So we do the, you know, little fireworks, our own things in their driveway. And then we walk to watch the, so we all instead went to the parking lot of a church that is run by somebody that her dad knew, and did our fireworks there. And that was a short walk to the park where they were doing the fireworks.
Being in Florida, I have no idea what the laws are related to fireworks. And so this may be a thing that happens everywhere, but I know it definitely happens in Florida. All like the little pop-up stands, like you can go buy fireworks, but you have to sign a sheet that says you're using them for agricultural purposes to scare away birds or, yeah. So around
that's not a
holidays,
thing.
Everyone signs an affidavit saying that they're farmers, basically, to buy fireworks from the pop-up stand so they can launch things into the sky.
Yeah, it's not a thing.
And then there's all sorts of like gray market fireworks that are like, well, you really can't buy this, but we happen to have it in our stand to sell. Yeah. I mean, they went until midnight or so.
If you want the really scary big fireworks, you go to Wyoming. You go right across the border.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Because they don't.
It's one guy named Randy who has this huge shed out back. And he sells like hand carved items up front, but you say, I want the good stuff. And he walks you back there and you can like whatever you need.
His whole year leads up to celebrating Independence Day. And
I once did. So in high school, we were given an assignment to make a commercial for, I don't even remember what. So my commercial was for Crazy Eddie's Sporting Goods, and Crazy Eddie worked out of the back of his car. And the whole thing was about how he was crazy, and he, and like I had a baseball bat and I had all these various things, and I just thought, we've got baseballs, we've got footballs, we've got gloves, we've got fishing equipment.
He's got everything in that truck.
Yeah. The best part was breaking the
filming it clearly.
The tackle box. Tackle box of the baseball bat. I'm not going to use this. I'm going to use it and I'm going to get rid of it in the most dramatic way possible.
Clunk. No, I'm like a skittish dog when it comes to fireworks, so I'm always a little relieved when they're over.
Nothing bad happens. Yeah.
Yeah, given that we just had a fire right, you know, feet from our house a couple months ago, I was also rather relieved to see that it was not in our neighborhood this year.
Yeah. Like, I appreciate the beauty of them from afar, but the loud, startling noises I could do without. So,
yeah.
Especially when I know that they're amateur fireworks and people don't know what they're doing, that heightens the surprise element.
I'm amazed at the quality of stuff that people buy to blow up.
That's true.
I mean, there's like there's amazing fireworks that launch from six houses down. Like, mm-hmm. I don't need to go downtown and watch a big display. Like, my drunk neighbors will do it for me. Yeah.
Put some music and on. Then,
I don't need to. I can listen to theirs.
It's like timed. You're like, this is better than Disney. Who needs this?
it's not far from it. It's not far from it. Yeah, I think from the tent, we could see like six different houses throwing things into the air. So it's a good spot.
What I always find interesting is when people shoot their fireworks off and they're within like viewing distance of like the big city or, you know, organization doing the fireworks. And so they're doing their fireworks at the same time the other fireworks are going on. Like, are they trying to like participate? That's what I decided last night, was that they must be trying to like, for themselves, like join in to the big fireworks display with their own fireworks, because it doesn't make sense otherwise. Like, hey, that's really cool, and those are going really high, but these things are awesome.
These ones, no, it's like a collaboration.
Yes, it's open.
It's source. Like, why would you? Yeah, why would you own like a phone in your pocket when you have a computer that can process so much more? Why not just use a big computer?
That's just
anyway, what's our topic today?
Fireworks.
Fireworks. Oh. Our topic today. Pyrotechnics.
Oh, good, I know about this.
No. Our topic for today is proprioception.
Oh.
No, don't say oh like you know what it is, Gary.
I think that'll be my shtick from now on.
At least pretend for like 5 minutes. Give me like some.
Oh, I'll be pretending for a lot longer than 5 minutes today.
proprioception.
That was that movie that
was the sequel.
It's yeah. So instead of going in and time getting longer, as they go in, time gets shorter. Right? It's like reverse of Inception. So it's only like an 8-minute movie, but it feels like it's hours long. Is that the idea?
I feel like many movies that feel like they're 8 hours long.
I'm gonna have to watch Inception today.
Have you actually seen it or no?
Inception? Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like, I'm gonna finally get around to seeing it.
No, I enjoyed it. I like the concept of anyway, proprioception. It is a new hybrid vehicle by Toyota. It is.
I always appreciate the Gary deep sigh. I feel like that needs to be trademarked.
I hope the microphone picks it up nicely. I suppose I could listen and find out at some point.
It's okay. I'm the faithful listener here.
I feel like I feel like I know what it is, but I'm not remembering. It's a word that is familiar, but
I feel like I'm really pushed to it. Like, it feels like it sounds like perception a bit, so I'm pushed to associate it somehow with that because of the sept portion, but it's probably not.
Well, you could go the old route that you tend to go of, like, with the Latin or the Greek route.
Yeah, which would work if I actually knew Latin or Greek instead of made it up.
Proprio, I think, means first.
Like, right, correct.
And Ception is, I don't know. I don't know what Ception, yeah.
It's self-acceptance, isn't it? Yeah.
No. Yes.
I think you should keep going the sequel to Inception route.
No, it's not a sequel, it's a prequel.
Oh, prequel.
Because it happens before Inception. Before Inception, there's proprioception.
Say the word again.
Proprioception. Right word?
Okay, it was the right word. For some reason, I dropped a syllable in my head. I don't even know which syllable. It just didn't seem right.
They're all important, these syllables.
Not proception. Proception.
No, preception.
Proception is the perception of professionals.
Negative.
Proception. That dude is a professional. That one over there, also professional. Yeah. I don't know what they do, but they are professional.
That person? No.
very little of that happening last night. Very little of that perception happening last night. That guy doesn't know what he's doing. Proprioception. All right.
Are you throwing out of this?
I thought I had a thing.
You had a thing.
Fleeting. Yeah. Prio. Let's break it down into its pieces, as is our custom.
Proprio.
Well.
Proprio is
that right?
Yeah, proprio is its own prefix.
What does that mean?
Like first. Or most important. Like proprietary.
No, because prologue means like after, right?
Yes, but pro is different. Proprio is like...
I'm not sure I'm buying this.
you can not buy it. That's fine with me.
He's not selling it.
He's giving it away. It's a blowout.
Crazy Eddie!
Throw it off the back of his truck.
You want proprios? I've got proprios!
Wow. Type of firework, clearly.
Oh man, the names of fireworks are so bizarre, aren't they?
That's true.
So we had a golden barrage, I believe, which we did. We blew that up, and that was like 25 things that shoot up in the air and they're vaguely gold colored. And then we did another thing. And then, like, I said, okay, kids, what's the, because I let the kids pick out the things. I'm like, what's the next thing? And my son's like, silver barrage. I'm like, is that just the same thing with silver colors? Like, yes. I'm like, let's do something else in between.
Let's mix it up just a little.
Just a little bit. I mean, I know it gets repetitive, but let's just not do the exact same thing twice. Just a little bit of a variation.
Silver. I don't know.
I'm just saying the word over and over again, hoping something will come.
Proprioception. Proprioception. It's going to lose meaning if you say it over. I mean, actually, that might be a good thing.
Well, just that's saying it over and over yet, so.
Go for that. Maybe
is it holding a lot of meaning in this moment?
Maybe it'll have a proprioception and gain meaning. See what I did there?
Gary, you're way too lost in thought over this.
Well, I was thinking about other words that have section, like reception, right? Mm-hmm. But that doesn't really help me understand what reception is. Like reception, like, let's say inception and reception are the two words I know with section in it, because they are the two words I know with section in it. So reception would be to receive and put into, right? Like gravity or antennas would receive the signal and put it into your TV, right? Inception would, not win you an Oscar, clearly. So, I'm having trouble. Man. Once you explain it, I'm going to feel dumb.
Well, yes, as is our custom.
I feel like that's the end.
Maybe we should cover that part in the opening, too. Like, that's the thing that happens.
The goal of this is not for us to look smart. The goal of us is this is for us to
mission accomplished.
Make shit up until we give up. And,
I don't know if the end goal is to make you feel dumb. Can we put the spin on it? Like, you walk away having learned a thing?
Yes. Dude, I use every possible opportunity to use the word petrichor now that I know what that is.
I do relish that one quite a bit because I'm just like, oh, smell of petrichor.
Aaron is like, I smell rain. I'm like, petrichor!
Petrichor!
That's it. Just petrichor.
That's the only
one. My manager dropped that word on a call I was on with him. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I love that smell. He was impressed, and I felt validated, smart. So if nothing else, it fleetingly helped me in a one-on-one. Really, I so
better than skills. Better than, like, the Dyson sphere of hot dog meat.
Oh, that didn't help anyone. No. Ugh.
Trevor,
that's an appropriate food for a cookout on Independence Day, though, isn't it?
That's a true Independence Day celebration food.
That's like I might try and see if I can't get that rolling for next year.
Literally rolling.
Ugh. Ugh. Man. Ugh.
What What you do is you dig a pit and you put charcoal in the pit, and then you put the Dyson sphere of hot dog meat in the pit on the charcoal, and then you cover it up, and then you roast it like a...
You put it on the proprioception and rotate it.
There are manual and electric power plants.
Alternately, you do the in order to get it fully cooked all the way through, you do the Mr. Wizard science experiment with hot dogs, where you electrocute the Dyson sphere of hot dog.
Oh.
My neighbors have solar panels. So maybe we can have the solar panels up to this Dyson sphere.
Yes. Yes. You get the solar panels and you jack it directly into the sphere of hot dog.
Yeah.
I feel so like nauseous.
If it explodes, you cooked it too long.
Yeah.
Kids are like standing back holding buns open, like waiting to catch flying meat shrapnel.
Meat shrapnel. That's Happy 4th of July.
Nothing better than celebrating the 4th of July with meat shrapnel.
There's a local barbecue. I have to go back to this because you're talking about digging a pit. There's a local barbecue place that's been around for a long time. And they've got a dozen locations in town. And their slogan you hear all the time on the radio is, if you don't see a pit, it ain't legit, because they have their like pit smoker inside the building. So when you walk in, the first thing you see is like guys like working their meat at the pit. I could have said that a much better way.
Sure. We're just going to steamroll right over that. Proprioception. Back to the task at hand.
Yeah, I think we need a definition
like,
at this point.
I feel like we generally keep this show, I mean, not necessarily clean as far as language particularly, but at least clean in terms of content, and that's the first time we've really ventured into NC-17 territory.
Yeah, my bad, y'all. That was absolutely not intentional. But as soon as it left my mouth, I'm like,
there's so many things, there's so many meat things that you can say.
Yep.
That just come out badly. So, I mean, it's not, I don't blame you particularly, but it was, yeah.
And it took us thousands of episodes to get here.
Thousands.
We thank our sponsor, Bono's Barbecue.
Working that meat over the pit.
If you don't see the pit, you must acquit.
That right there, that's a much better... Ugh. Much better motto.
They have a sandwich called the Bohog.
You're really talking to the wrong audience again.
Oh, I know.
Like, I'm trying to get on board, and I'm like, yeah, like local business, like fresh. And I'm like,
meat. No, I get it.
Shrapnel as it was.
I made veggie burgers yesterday.
There you go.
Yeah.
I still don't want to be pelted with like pieces of veggie meat either.
Yeah, I didn't electrocute it. I just put it. I put it on the grill.
Just old school.
Yeah.
Were you just looking for grill marks on it? You wanted like a little bit of sear for the crunch, or?
Well, I was also
grilled. Well, like if you get a little sear, like it's not crunch, but it like texture.
I mean, I do like that. I hadn't actually grilled these on the grill before, and I was grilling other things, so I figured I would do that. With these, I usually fry them. But yeah, I put them on the grill, and it gets a little bit of a smoky flavor, but not too much, actually. Mm-hmm. I also grilled veggie dogs and mushrooms and zucchini. It's good stuff.
That's a much better follow-up to the Dyson sphere.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I thought I would cleanse the palate.
This feels a bit nice, settled in, back to where we normally are. It doesn't feel like mayhem, like fireworks exploding randomly everywhere, as it did for about 5 minutes there. It's kind of an uncomfortable, I don't know.
Keep going.
Uncomfortable energy. Yeah.
The palate cleanser of proprioception.
Yes.
Yeah.
The proprioception of the comment of the conversation.
Let's clear the air.
All right then, I think we should I think Gary needs to know what it means.
I think we should ask Alice. So what does it mean?
So proprioception is the sense of positioning of your own body in relationship to itself. Nope. So like, for instance, like you have impaired proprioception when you get pulled over for a DUI and you can't figure out where your nose is in relationship to your hand.
Yeah, that's interesting. So when you like lay on your arm weird and it's all tingly.
Yeah.
Is that falls under the same category as proprioception? When you try to lift it up and it's numb and you drop it on your face?
Because you can't, you can't basically control it in relationship to your own self. Yeah.
So being drunk is clearly the obvious one that comes to mind. But there's a lot of other situations. Like dehydration, I find. Thirsty, you know, a bit dizzy.
There's more permanent ones, like if you like permanently lose a limb or something like that. And then there's also like brain injuries can cause it a lot of the time, which would be, I think it's the cerebellum. I'm not positive.
In proprio,
lovely.
On one's own, it means self, basically.
Wait, say that again.
In proprio means on one's own. Proprio means like your own, yourself. So proprioception is perception of yourself.
Okay. Yeah, physical. Like physical, like location. Yeah. Okay.
I was close. That's neat. With the proprio being first, sort of.
Yeah, I wasn't. I wasn't close at all.
But it's interesting because it's like it's what causes you to be able to like walk in a dark place without losing your balance because you don't need to be seeing your feet to know.
Speak for yourself.
Well, yeah, I know. On a good day. Drive a car, like you don't have to be looking down at your feet to know what you're doing with the pedals.
So
ideally, I mean, these are all ideal situations. I'm speaking for myself and my driving technique.
Yeah, so like if like learning to ride a bike is like that, it's expanding your proprioception to understand like the balance thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like where you need to position your center of mass and all that sort of stuff.
And you don't need to be, totally, looking, like, even, like, touch typing or things like that.
Where
you don't need to be looking to know what you're doing with your hands.
So there's even, like, micro-optimizations that we unconsciously make as far as, like, increasing appropriate stuff. Like, I know where my coffee cup is when I'm driving the van. I can reach and grab without looking for it.
Well, and it's like when you have, like, a drink with a straw and you, like, are like, I'm just going to drink out of this straw. And then, like, you totally miss.
Put it in your nose. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Where it's just like it's. Yeah, it's one of the...
Why are metal straws becoming popular?
Because plastic straws kill animals.
I get that. I'm on board. Like, I feel like plastic straws are not ideal. But I feel like metal is introducing, like, a level of danger I don't want. Like, just take the lid off and drink it.
Like, danger? Wait, what? What kind of metal? So it's not like barbed wire straw.
Well, here in Florida. I mean, I just feel like a plastic straw, like you miss and poke yourself in the nose, the straw's going to bend, right? You stab yourself in the nose with a metal straw, like you could leave a mark. I mean, I guess I'm drinking very violently.
Yeah, you need to practice your proprioception.
Well, maybe, perhaps. But I mean, like if you're, you know, like you're drinking and you like hit a bump or something, right? I'd rather stab myself in the roof of the mouth with a plastic straw than a metal one. I don't know.
In other places, paper straws are a thing.
Yeah. That's fair. It still seems wasteful, though. It's like a one-off use thing, right?
Like use it once. Like paper is recyclable versus like not.
Sure, but better to not have made the paper straw at all and just drink out of your hands. Just like walk up to the soda fountain and lap it up. Right?
Just drink out of the cup, I guess, is the other argument. But straws are so much fun.
I agree. We have several bendy straws that make fairly regular appearances in my house. I remember when as a kid, it was always like a special occasion. They had a bendy straw. Man, to hell with that. It's always a bendy straw kind of day.
I will bendy, drink.
Like loopy, you know.
Yeah, like those were great.
We've got one that has a Wall-E on it. It's not.
Nice.
It's like a circle with him sticking out. It's pretty cool.
I stay more hydrated if there are straws involved. Like I will drink more of whatever the liquid is just because straws are easier for me to like absentmindedly drink from. Little known Allison factoid.
I need one of those hats with like the two cups on the side so I can be on calls like this with my headphones. Yeah.
They're attached to your headphones.
Yeah, why is that not it? Why can't I buy those? I need Bluetooth, like, beer. I mean, it's typically for beer cans, but you can put any drink in there, any beverage, right? Yeah. Yeah. Before we get into questions.
Oh, are we into questions?
Oh, well, we have the countdown clock has begun, so. Yes. So now I dance rather nervously. Do you, Soda, like real, like, what's that?
I don't see dancing.
This is as much dancing as I do. what was I going to ask you? I was going to ask you sodas, like natural sodas, you know, not high fructose corn syrup. No, you don't do soda?
I cut out soda cheese.
Soda cheese.
I cut out soda like 5, 6, 7 years ago, like completely cold turkey.
I had some excellent soda the other day. It made me think that I'm not a big soda drinker. I had it was like some black cherry soda. I don't remember who, but it was really good.
Occasionally I'll drink root beer, like one of those, you know, especially like those sort of microbrew type things. But it's like special occasions.
Yeah, like I have those like fancy sarsaparilla. I love that.
Nice.
So if I have soda, that'll be what I opt for. But most of the time, I don't.
Yeah, I'm not looking for it, but this water's pretty good.
I like carbonated things. Like I'm like a fan of fizzy water and stuff like that.
Just I don't like fizzy water if it's just water, I like fizzy other things. Mm. You know,
like broccoli.
No, yeah, fizzy broccoli. I go to the market. I say fizzy broccoli, and they do, and it's amazing. You know, no, like other carbonated
fizzy meat spheres.
Other carbonated beverages that are more flavored than just fizzy water, like carbonated water. But
when I'm at like a restaurant and I don't want soda, this is silly. I'll order like a tonic water, but it's pretty much just 7-Up.
Just fancy. Makes you feel fancy.
It does, yeah. You know. So do we have questions today?
Yeah, we do. I'm going to lead off with this question. It's actually one of the newer questions. I'm going to lead off with this one with apologies to Lisa, who has submitted a ton of questions, and we'll have those in the queue. But I'm going to lead off with this one because it shows that the listener actually has listened to episodes. And this was a surprise to me that that I felt like it needed to be noted. It is from Kevin, and Kevin expresses, I really enjoy the what makes a salad conversation. Every time I eat a bowl of fruit or pasta now, I think about whether or not it's actually a salad. What is your favorite pasta shape and why? I also like how it just goes, here's the thing I'm going to talk about. Pivot. We're going to go over here now.
Yes.
Clearly a listener.
Yes.
Yeah, clearly someone I could hold a conversation with.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So favorite
pasta shape, Kevin, I'm glad.
Favorite
pasta. Well, Kevin, I'm glad you asked. Ravioli.
Filled with
because
what?
Because I doesn't matter. It's a shape that I'm excited about.
Yeah.
It's a mystery. It can be filled with anything.
It's a mystery.
I think my favorite is tortellini for basically the same reason, but I like the shape of tortellini a bit better. The problem is there's no good gluten-free and vegan tortellini. Mm. That's a market you need to start up, if for no other reason than just for me.
Just
gluten-free and vegan tortellini, please. Thank you.
Interesting. Feels like a challenge. Feels like I need more spare time.
I mean, I feel like you could make gluten-free pasta and then you could make a vegan filling to put in it.
Yeah. But
that would be just so much work. I just want to buy I mean, I used to, before we were like gluten-free and vegan, you go to the store, you get a little package of tortellini, you throw it in the pot and cook it up and it's amazing.
Well, yeah.
But usually it has lots of cheese or there's cheese ingredients in it. So there's the vegan part and the
obviously pasta has egg in it. Egg, yeah. Yeah.
The pasta's almost definitely got wheat in it. So
yeah.
That is a market. It's untapped.
It is, doesn't it?
Hmm. Allison, what's your favorite shape of pasta?
If we're going noodles, I like fettuccine noodles. Otherwise, I don't know. trying to think of a. I love gnocchi when I can eat it, if it's just like little pockets of potato, with or without, hopefully without gluten. But I won't lie, I've glutened myself for some good gnocchi. My dad makes homemade gnocchi, so I'm very willing to gluten myself for homemade things with quality flour.
You said gnocchi, and I was spelling it N-O-K-I in my head until you said potato. I'm like, oh, gnocchi.
Oh, gnocchi. Excuse me. But yeah, I don't know. I don't turn. Fancy I don't, words. Gluten-free pasta isn't that good, so I don't partake a lot of the time.
There's a couple things out. There's a couple of things out there that are pretty good. We'll talk.
But like, I love. Yeah, fettuccine, I have fond memories. Like, I just like noodles because I like twirling them. Yeah. I just like the sauciness of a nice noodle.
It's also pretty easy to find decent gluten-free
noodles. Also true.
Yeah, the shells and other shapes are a little bit, if you're...
More difficult, huh?
Yeah. Tinkyada makes basically everything, and most of their things are okay. Other companies that make other types of gluten-free noodles are kind of sketchy. There's lots of quinoa noodles, and they just crumble.
Yeah.
I would imagine the texture wouldn't be great.
Wait, what are the bow ties called? Those are fun as well.
They're called bow ties.
No, they have a real
name. Oh,
like farfalle.
Farfalle. Farfalle. Farfalle.
Yeah, I know. I'm just like...
Pretty sure it's farfalle. He was a character on Sesame Street.
With less than a minute to go, what is the most ridiculous thing you've spent money on for yourself, coming from Lisa? What is the most ridiculous thing you've spent money on for yourself?
Ridiculous. Ridiculous to others or myself? Because I think other people, to go back to being a blender person, I think people would think that the amount of money I spent on a blender would probably be ridiculous.
I'm making note for our next episode. I'm introducing us as blender people.
That's fair. That's fair. But I think this is the most ridiculous thing I've spent money on, which is my drone.
Oh. It
serves basically no purpose other than random flying. Yeah.
Oh. Boy.
Oh, other ridiculous things I've spent money on. I'm like looking around the room.
I bought an ocarina last summer. Didn't learn to play it.
But you hadn't played one previously?
No.
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous if you don't learn to play it. If you buy an instrument and you don't know how to play it and it just stays in a not knowing how to play reality, that's pretty ridiculous, yeah.
Yeah. It was cheap, though. What I should probably do is pull my Amazon purchase history. I would be surprised at the ridiculous stuff I've purchased.
Ridiculous. I'm just like, this is a fun question. I'm like looking around. I know that there's
really there's
silly.
Not a short answer to this. I have a lot. I bought a drone. I'm like, well,
I bought a drone.
There's a drone on my neighbor's house that I used to own.
Thank you for listening to Binary Jazz. If you like this episode, you can subscribe to us on iTunes or Google Play. You can visit us online at binaryjazz.us or follow us on Twitter at @binaryjazz. Don't forget that you can ask us a question through the form on the website or on Twitter, and we'll read it aloud on the next episode of Binary Jazz.